Welcome back, guys. And in my conclusion, a labor of love. Ironically, it is often the people with the least ability that teach us the greatest lessons in life. Even though it may take time for us to open our minds and hearts to it, in my humble opinion, those with the above-mentioned mental illnesses are the true unsung heroes of our society. Sadly, many may be struggling with drug abuse, depression, homelessness, with minimal family support. We cannot let our guard down. Our country has financial resources to bail out failing banks, or to send aid to other countries experiencing natural disasters. Yet, our state budgets are cut every year, resulting in less money for school systems. Many health programs that were effectively meeting the needs of the citizens are being cut or discontinued due to lack of funding. Part of our responsibility as the parent of a special needs child is to let our legislators know what these cuts are doing in the lives of our children. For most of our children, their conditions are lifelong. Cutting money from services now may be meeting a short-term budget deficiency, but it is contributing to long-term problems as our children age, continue to require assistance to live as productively as they are able. Hold on, parents, it's not over yet. Now that you've raised your child into adulthood, the laboring is just getting started. That's right, there is no rest for the weary. First of all, get in contact with your public officials and representatives to raise awareness of the needed support for families like yours and mine. When we stand up for the rights of our disabled children in society, and we stand up to the school system or the healthcare professionals, then we are likely to transform the situation for children like ours all over the world. As parents and teachers, we have civil rights and a duty to labor until the end, so that our children can achieve their rightful place in society. We are not doing anything special. It's called a labor of love. As we all know, parents, in my conclusion, love endures all things. Sometimes behaviors, etc., that our children are experiencing, we will just have to wait it out. I'm sorry to tell you that there isn't any substitute for time. Yes, my daughter is doing 100% now than she was at the onset of her schizophrenia at a very early age. But it didn't happen overnight, guys. I've been laboring, and I'm still laboring. So I want to encourage you all to keep the faith and don't give up. If you have any questions, if I could be of any assistance to you, please email me or inbox me on my Facebook Messenger. A labor of love. I love you all, guys. God bless you all. And Godspeed be with you. Good day.